Bereshis, chapter 1. In the beginning, Elohim created ha-shamayim and ha-aretz. And the earth was tohu v'vohu, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Ruach Elohim was hovering upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, Let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was tov. And Elohim divided the or from the choshek. And Elohim called the light yom, and the darkness he called laila. And the erev and the boker were yom echad. And Elohim said, Let there be a rakia in the midst of the mayim, and let it divide the mayim from the mayim. And Elohim made the rakia, and divided the waters under the rakia from the waters which were above the rakia, and it was so. And Elohim called the rakia shomayim, and the erev and the boker were yom sheni. And Elohim said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the yabasha appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the Yabasha Eretz, and the Mikvah called he Seas. And Elohim saw that it was Tov. And Elohim said, Let the earth bring forth vegetation, the herb yielding Zerah, and the fruit tree yielding Pri after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, and herb yielding zerah, after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after its kind. And Elohim saw that it was tov. And the erev and the boker were yom shilishi. And Elohim said, Let there be lights in the rakia of the heaven, to divide the day from the night. And let them be for otot, and for moadim, and for yamim, and shanim. And let them be for lights in the rakia of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the kohavim also. And Elohim set them in the rakia of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was tov. And the erev and the boker were yom revi'i. And Elohim said, Let the waters bring forth an abundance of living creatures, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open rakia of heaven. And Elohim created great sea creatures, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth in abundance after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And Elohim saw that it was tov. And Elohim blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the erev and the boker were yom hamishi. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after its kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And God saw that it was tov. And God said, Let us make man in our tselem, after our demut, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon haaretz. So God created humankind in his own tselem. In the tselem Elohim created he him. Zachar and Nekevah created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Hine, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of kol ha'aretz, and every etz in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was tov meod, and the erev and the boker were yom shishi.